All right, State Flyer in for Bob this morning from WGN TV. Here's my buddy Dean Richards. What's going on, pal? Dino? Did Dean fall?
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Dino?
Hang on a second. I was glazing some shrimp.
You were what?
I was glazing some shrimp.
Is that a code?
No, that's what he was doing on TV.
Seems like it should be. That's Schwani?
Yeah. Hey, Dean.
That's Schwani?
You're really doing Schwani. A number on the grill this morning already.
We're just starting out here. Are you kidding me?
I stole everybody from you. Say hello, Andy.
Hi, Dean.
Andy. The whole Sunday morning crew.
The whole Sunday morning crew is here. I know. You're outside the studio today. Do they provide security for you? Could anyone just come up and grab some sandwiches and stuff?
Oh, it's like Fort Knox here at WGN.
Okay.
It's like Fort Knox. I have not seen it. That's actually unusual. Normally, when we're out here grilling or doing anything outside, the neighbors come up. I haven't seen a soul out here today. I don't know what that's indicative of.
I'm thinking people are sleeping.
I know the food smells delicious.
I bet it does. What did you do so far this morning? I've been on the air. I've been watching.
So far, we've done four different kinds of kebabs. Mm-hmm. Did like kind of a Greek-style chicken kebab with, chicken breast and onion and mushroom and squash all grilled up. We did a vegetable kebab, which is just all those vegetables with just all by themselves. Actually, if I'm doing it at home, I like to do the meat on one skewer and the vegetables on another because they have completely different cooking times.
Sure.
You could just mix them up later on if you want to. So we did that. It did a ground lamb with onion and mint kebab.
Wow.
It's kind of a Middle Eastern kebab.
I say that's
really delicious.
The Greek in you a little bit in there. Yeah, I saw that. You also did a bunch of, when I think of Memorial Day, I'm a little bit more on the burgers and some barbecue, but you did the other day you did a bunch of different hamburgers, didn't you?
Yeah, we did several different burgers. We did just regular traditional burgers. We did some wagyu burgers. Wagyu is the beef from Japan, which is highly, highly marbleized. It's so tender and juicy. It's delicious. We did salmon burgers. It's like salmon in the food processor with a little bit of egg and some spices and things like that you form into a burger. It's absolutely delicious on the grill. I had so many people say it's the best burger that they've ever had in their life. What else did we do? Oh, we did a ground chicken, which is normally pretty tough when you make it a burger. But into the ground chicken, I put some apple and some Gouda cheese.
Okay.
So it really moistens that up. And I've got all those recipes up at WGN TV. WGNTV.com /Dean Cooks.
Okay.
Dean Cooks.
Look at you.
And you can get the recipes from the other day. We did grilled pizzas the other day also, which is fantastic on the grill. In a few minutes, at about 8:15, we're going to be doing some a grilled vegetable pasta salad, cold pasta
Ooh,
salad,
nice.
Which is amazing. And then just to top things off, we're going to do some desserts on the grill. I'm going to do a grilled strawberry shortcake where you take pound cake and grill it. And then take some strawberries and grill them slightly, very slightly grill them. And then, that the grilled strawberries get all juicy and goes on top of the grilled pound cake with some whipped cream. It's really great. And also a s'more pizza, where you take a pizza crust, put Nutella on it, and then some little marshmallows.
So just a regular pizza crust.
It's just like a s'more, but it's just on a regular pizza crust that you can put out, and it's fun, for the kids.
Nice.
And the kid in you.
Yeah, of course.
kids and the kid in you.
Of course. People don't think about grilling desserts or breakfast. Josh was going to make breakfast on the grill, like do some eggs, like on a griddle this morning. I mean, you can do so much that I think I learned a lot more of that during the pandemic when we were just stuck and I wanted to be outside more. So I just made everything on the grill.
Yeah, it tastes delicious on the grill. I mean, you get, you know, depending on the method that you use, can offer a really nice smoky taste. You know what I just love on the grill is most any kind of fruit on the grill, mm-hmm. like a grilled peaches on the grill, grilled pineapple, all of those things, you know, for breakfast or just a dessert are just absolutely amazing.
Cool.
And also coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to be showing the proper method to do corn on the cob on the grill. So many people mess it up, and God forbid people boil it.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I've said many times, if you boil your corn, I'm in favor of you going to jail for that.
You take the flavor out of that so quickly.
It completely robs the flavor. Yeah. And on the grill, it just caramelizes all the sugars in the corn. So much more delicious. And it's so easy. It could not be simpler. So I'm going to show all that.
Just a few minutes.
Coming up. I'm just cooking this morning.
I love that.
I'm a cooking machine. Dino, the cooking machine out today.
I love that. So you're going to do that, and we'll join you after that segment. So cooking with Dean right now on WGN-TV, and we'll be back with him after a look at some of your weather and traffic, Dave.
Monday.
It is Dave Plyer in for Bob Surratt. We're talking to Dean Richards over at WGN-TV. He is cooking all morning, but you know, when I think Memorial Day,
is there anything nicer than the smell of fresh basil, by the way?
I love that. And I love it in the yard, too. Like growing some fresh basil.
Yeah, mine's not. It's a little early in the season for growing, but I'm getting ready. I'm just prepping some basil right now for this pasta salad that I'm going to make.
Nice.
But just getting it ready, but... And I'm gonna you chop it at the last minute because it just becomes so fragrant. But the just the smell of it as I'm washing it and picking the fresh leaves off the stems right now. Nice. I'm in heaven.
I know. I could tell.
I'm in heaven.
I could tell. You know,
I'm in basil heaven.
I was thinking my kids were asking me about like what movies could we go see. You know, and this is usually when we talk about this, and they're just it's just still not anything back to normal, but. I was reading that, you know, this is the first weekend possibly to top $100 million since the pandemic, but still not at the same levels that we would have been in normal times.
No, not at all. But the best weekend since the pandemic, though.
Yeah.
This movie, Quiet Place 2, is pretty great. And I don't know if you like scary movies. I guess your kids, you know, maybe Alex might be.
Yeah,
a little too scary for him. But the Quiet Place 2 is really well done, just as good as the first one, in my opinion. It we have a little fire. We have a little fire. A fire issue going on right now.
Whoops.
Part of the fun of watching me cook outside is to see if I'm going to injure myself.
Should we have
set myself on fire?
Andy, do you want to call 911?
Medic.
Andy, why don't you just make a call?
One of the girls is definitely out of control.
Oh boy! Be careful, because I was at a party last night where they were grilling and didn't watch it very often, and they literally started their plastic fence on fire. It melted pretty much in front of them.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? Here's a tip for you home grillers out there. Mm-hmm. You got to clean those grill pans out we're using gas grills here. Everything's turned off, so it's perfectly safe now. But I'm just looking underneath the grill, and clearly the people who are supposed to be cleaning the grill pans here
not doing that.
Have not done it since Bob Bell worked here.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's... There's a little bit of an issue here, but you got to, you know, the maintenance on these grills, you got to keep them clean. Otherwise, you run into horrific problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the neighbors weren't out before, they sure will be out now. There's very definitely something going on.
I don't hear any sirens yet, so I'll just stand by.
Quiet Place 2 is, that's made about $65 million already, which is the most any movie has made. Since the pandemic, Also, Cruella is terrific, the new Disney movie, which is in select theaters right now and also on the premium channel of Disney Plus. The that's great for the whole family as well. I mean, Cruella is kind of known as a you know, kind of a macabre kind of character.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But the it's perfectly family friendly. It's PG-13, so you know, for the families, those are the movies that I would recommend right now.
Yeah, say $100 million, and last year at this time, Labor Day weekend was $842,000, and it was mostly drive-ins last year because there was no theaters open. I mean, that's how much this has flipped in the last 12 months.
Right. Right. You know, so yeah, so you know, there's plenty going on. The Friends reunion, you know, is streaming. You know, now that's doing phenomenally well. Everybody's watching that. You know, there's lots of great stuff to watch. But you know, it's a nice day outside.
Yeah,
you know, go outside and enjoy the day.
Nicest day of the weekend. Absolutely. We always set up our screen in the backyard and do a little, you know, do some like just drive-in movies in our backyard. And we were trying to think to do something this coming weekend. Like, we were trying to think about like what movies really say summer to you. Like, what movie really defines summer? You said The Sandlot, Andy.
Yeah, Sandlot to me because of those great 4th of July scenes in there. And they're just playing ball. That's what I did all summer.
Right? Yeah. Vacation, yeah. National Lampoon's Vacation. Dean, do you have one that like says just screams out summer?
Honestly, what comes to my mind immediately is American Graffiti for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, we did that last summer. Out there, that in Greece. We did that as a double feature in the yard. But yeah, absolutely, because you're just cruising down whatever it was, Sunset Boulevard.
Right, right. The and of course my Big Fat Greek Wedding. Oh wait, that was my family. That wasn't
yeah, that was sort of a biography for you.
I thought that my Big Fat Greek Wedding was a documentary. I didn't actually realize it was a feature comedy until many years later.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Great Outdoors. Someone just texted Great Outdoors would be a good one, I guess. Another one. American Graffiti. All the way. Absolutely on there.
Yeah, I don't know why that instantly came to my mind. I'm sure there are many others. A lot of the beach movies I saw not long ago, one of the old Frank Stallone, Annette Funicello beach movies.
Beach Blanket Bingo.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
They're hilariously campy. They're really funny. But, you know, nothing screams more than that. And I think it's Beach Blanket Bingo that Don Rickles is in. I can't remember which one of those, but it's like such a weird casting. And
he was. But he was in everything in the 1960s. He was in every TV show and he was in every movie, goofy movie for some reason.
Right, right.
Caddyshack's another good one. I guess you think about Caddyshack being on the golf course, hanging out, doing your thing. Yeah. So what else you got grilling there today? Are you making stuff later today at the house? Like, what are your plans? Or is this everyone's getting leftovers?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't decided yet what's going to be happening. I'm going to have a massive cleanup job after I get done with this. So I mean, ordering out maybe the order of the day for me. I don't know.
You pivoted pretty quickly to doing this cooking thing during the pandemic. You love this thing. That's a kind of a second love for you.
Yeah, I've always loved cooking, but, you know, so when the pandemic happened and, you know, we haven't had in-studio guests for over a year of any kind. Everybody's been on Zoom.
Right.
You know, we said, you know, how about if we do some cooking segments? And, you know, Dean, cook, why don't you do that? So this is really only intended to be, you know, we started it off calling it Dean's Quarantine Cooking, you know, comfort food, you know, because we were all stuck inside, what foods went with that. And this has really taken off with a life of its own, this whole cooking segment now. And, you know, a weekly segment every Wednesday, about 9:30, 9:35, something like that, every week. We cook, but we thought we would just do like grilling palooza today because it's a holiday and people are going to be at home and maybe want to get behind the grill today. So
yeah.
Between the recipes that I'm doing here this morning and really for the past couple of weeks specifically, I've been doing stuff for the grill that you can get ready to do for the holiday, whether it's the I'm telling you, if you're not doing grilled pizzas on the grill, I'm hurried a pizza on the grill.
Yeah.
It's so easy,
yeah.
You know, especially I use the bubbly pizza crusts on TV just because it's, you know, really simple and easy to use. You know, for the television format, it's a lot quicker. And I think it's pretty delicious. It's not the same as, you know, Neapolitan-style thin crust pizza, but it's pretty close. But the, you know, you just take a crust with that, a little, you know, a pizza sauce or pasta sauce, really. You could use it even from the jar, put a thin layer of that down. Slice up some tomatoes nice and thin, put that down. Some mozzarella cheese nice and thin, put that on it. Just bake it, a little Parmesan, and then the fresh basil, which I love, you know, at the end after it's done cooking. And there's nothing more delicious.
Yeah.
Probably the most popular pizza that I make is the barbecue chicken caramelized onion pizza.
I saw you do that.
I caramelize the onions first, and then you can, you know, roast your own chicken if you want, or just go get one from the store and take it apart. You know, mix it in with some barbecue sauce, and then mix the caramelized onions in with the barbecued roasted chicken, put that on top of the pizza crust with a little bit of the mozzarella and the sweetness of that caramelized onion, and the, you know, the smokiness and the sweetness of the barbecue sauce is just really great. Some people like to make their own barbecue sauce. Everybody's got their favorite.
Their favorite, yeah.
But this Famous Dave's Sweet and Zesty barbecue sauce is just absolutely delicious. You know, I drink it from the bottle. I put it on as aftershave, everything.
Nice.
I love it.
And yeah. Where do they find all the recipes, Dean, again?
Yeah, WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. And we just started this thing a couple of weeks ago where if you text the word cooks to 97999, we'll just automatically send you the recipes every week.
Love it.
Whatever I cook, we'll send you the recipes. So text the word cooks to 97999, and you'll be on the mailing list.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks, buddy.
Happy holiday. And don't forget to remember what this holiday is really about.
No question.
And commemorate those who gave the ultimate sacrifice today.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dino.